Let us now continue confessing our faith through the Heidelberg Catechism. We have it in the bulletin, and today we come to the ninth commandment. Probably most of you have memorized the ninth commandment, but in case we forget, I'll read it from Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. There are only 10 commandments. This is the ninth commandment. And it reads, "You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor." So, people of God, what does the ninth commandment require? That I bear false witness against no one, rest no one's works, be no backbiter or slanderer, join in condemning no one unheard or rashly, but that on pain of God's heavy wrath, I avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil, and that in matters of judgment and justice and in all other affairs, I love, speak honestly, and confess the truth, also insofar as I can defend and promote my neighbor's good name." Heidelberg Catechism, Lord's Day 43. Look how in the middle of the answer, we are reminded of two important things. And those two things are people we tend to forget. The Catechism says that on pain of God's heavy wrath. That's the first one. And then it says, avoid all lying and deceit as the very works of the devil. You see, when we say things, false things against our neighbor, who is working in our hearts? Who is already taking our hearts and pushing us to say bad, evil things about our neighbor? It is the devil. It is the devil. It's our own sin, but also the devil. And the Catechism reminds us that when we follow the devil, when we do the works of Satan, we are recipient of God's heavy wrath. God is angry at sin, and one of those sins is saying harsh things, false things about our neighbor. So God punishes those who do such things, and guess what? Those who say those things are here. I said it. You have said it. We all deserve God's wrath. But God is merciful to us. And in Jesus Christ, He took the wrath of God upon Him so that we may be free from God's wrath. So the ninth commandment says, You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Boys and girls, you know that next to your house lives your neighbor, right? But neighbor doesn't mean only that. It means that you shouldn't say bad things about your neighbor. But your neighbor is everybody, right? Especially when you start in your own family. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, they are your neighbors as well. So the commandment is telling us, do not say evil things. Do not mar the reputation of your neighbor. But at the end of the answer, the Catechism says, also insofar as I can, defend and promote my neighbor's good name. You know, brothers and sisters, as we are going through this election time, there is so much lying. There is so much evil speaking. But in the middle of this, we as Christians have to be faithful to the Lord, have to be humble, and speak the truth always. May the Lord help us to do that.